بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن جابر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله، وأفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Of all the ذكرs, the repetition of لا إله إلا الله is the best, and of all دعاs, الحمد لله is the best. Mujaddid al-Fithani rahmatullah alayhi is writing to one of his muta'alliqeen, and he says Allah Ta'ala ke ghazab ki taskeen ke liye kalima tayyiba se koi cheez ziyada nafi nahi hai. He says there is nothing more beneficial, nothing better than the recitation of La ilaha illallah to cool the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we were in Tongat, and Hafiz Saab, the Naib Imam, he took us and he showed us the places where the tornado came. So up till now, there's still some damage. So he's showing us on one mountain, he says, you see that mountain, there's a musalla there. He says that tornado was coming straight for the musalla. And the Imam Sahib from Malawi, I think he's an alim also, met him. He said that Imam Sahib came, he's looking at the tornado, is coming on whoever was there. He says what they did, they all started reading, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. He says in front of their eyes, the tornado changed its path, it just curved and went around them. So he says, after every Fajr we were there, they read 7 minutes, they make zikr. And then I was told Maulana Ganji was here. So I was mentioning it to Maulana Ganji. Maulana Ganji says he spoke to Maulana Desai, who's the first imam. So Maulana Desai is saying that from that time, when the tornado came, they started this amal of zikr to remove this problems, difficulties. 1-2 weeks ago, we were in the Talimi board. They had some work, their madrasa work. So everybody is sitting in office, computers, desk, work time now. We're just about to start the work now. We've got some papers to set, starting the work. Different ulama, they called. And we're hearing the zikr, La ilaha illallah. So in the big area there, like a musalla area, all the students had gathered to make zikr. About maybe 40, 50 students. Maulana said, leave everything, leave all the work, now we're going to join zikr now. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahib explains, he says, you can't get Imam Bukhari today, and you can't get Imam Abu Hanifa today. It's an accepted given. So just like that, we can't get our akabirin and our elders like how they were in the past, you can't get them today. So when they told us and guided us and showed us something, then the safety is in just following that. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ngoi rahmatullah alayhi, if I remember correctly, he said even if a person makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala without being attentive, inattentively, bae asar nahi jata, it doesn't go without effect. That zikr of Allah Ta'ala, even though the heart is not attentive, it must have its effect. So our elders advise us that we should take our time every day, inshallah. After Fajr is a Mubarak time, after Asr is a Mubarak time, let us use this time, not just randomly, but we should have a set amount of zikr. Third kalima 100 times, 100 times istighfar, 100 times durood sharif. That is a minimum. 2 times a day, bare minimum. Or at least a person takes the kalima la ilaha illallah 100, 200 times, at least that much. And we said for starters, Maulana Ibrahim Ganchi was also saying that every day, he said in Ramadan you'll bring it every day, so why you don't do it every day in the year also? Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salaji has advised that every day we should be making zikr in the masjid, like it's done in Talimuddin Madrasa, collectively and loudly also. He says, we don't understand the athar and the effect of this on our masjid, on our community and on ourselves also. This is our hifazat, this is our protection, and this is beneficial for us. There are certain things in the past they were advising lightly. Then they were advising it heavily. Now they're saying, don't leave it out, consider it to be farz. Because the fitnas are so great. The fitna of the media, the fitnas of different types of fitnas. So therefore, as a starter, we said, on a Sunday, inshallah, let us take the name of Allah Ta'ala for about 5 to 7 minutes. Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq.